Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I want you to tell five persons, say, something good is going to happen to you today, this week, this month. Y'all go around, tell them, something good is going to happen to me. Something good is going to happen to you. Hallelujah. This is the year of light. Things are changing. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I want to sing a hymn for you. It's in line with the message I'm going to share with you today. It's hymn 318. If you have a hymn book, you can sing with me. Sweet oh prayer, sweet oh, Dali, please help me. Sweet oh prayer, that calls me from the world of care and be my Father strong. I'm out on I wish is known in seas of the distress I grieve and often far really but I stay the task by the return, sweet prayer. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Before I go into my message today, about 2 weeks ago, I saw myself sharing this. I stood here, I was sharing it with the church. And Tuesday last week, 700 Club, it's a Nigerian man wrote to Pat Robinson that he should help him, that he's facing lust. He said he should go and marry. The truth of the matter, if you marry, lust will not go. Because I've been to be in that place. The Lord delivered me. Hallelujah. But I'm not going to teach on that one today. How God delivered me. I'm not going to talk about that one. But I want to talk about what Lord is saying I should share with you this day. Even this morning while I was in the bathroom, I saw me filling a form and I signed the form. The Lord said, this is a contract. The Lord is calling you to a contract of prayer. Praise the Lord. It's a business. Let me start with the scripture. If you go to Philippians, the Bible says, Epaphras, who is one of you, always laboring fervently in prayer for you. That, let me read it for you so that you understand. Because it's a part of the thing I'm going to share with you. This is Philippians 4:12. It's Colossians, sorry. Colossians 4:12. Colossians 4:12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Let me read one more time. Epaphras, just a disciple, wasn't an apostle, who is one of you, a servant of Christ. They noticed him, saluted you, sent for greetings, always laboring fervently with intensity, not just kwekwe prayer, re-prayer, sold out. Let me give you a testimony. When I came to this country, after I left Capital Cathedral, I was working with Pastor Bob. They noticed I can pray. Not long, somebody called from Indiana. He said, I was told that you can pray. Please pray for my husband. My husband is arrested in Iran. Because they sent him to America to be trained as a pilot. Maybe a fighter pilot. But he became born again and got married to a Native American. Over there, when they arrested him, they took his passport from him and put him in the prison. So while he was there, he was helpless. The only way we can reach him was through prayer, the triangle. You talk to God, God will reach the person. Hallelujah. No distance limit with God. If you know how to pray and you hold to God, God will see to it that you have it. Hallelujah. So I went into prayer. I started praying. Then I saw the man. I don't know him. Even till today, I have not seen him. We're wearing a singlet. We're playing with the children. He said, over there, the Spirit of God came upon him. He started praying in tongues, blasting tongues. And we're praying. And they released him. Do you know when they released him? He said, where's my passport? I said, what kind of human being is this? We are letting you go. You are asking for your passport. He said, you have to pay for my ticket. I want to go and see my daddy. The boldness of God was upon him. Amen. Do you know, they released him. He came back to meet his own family. Because he said, while he was there in the prison, the Lord told him about birthday. He said, your wife's birthday. Someone who is arrested. How will he celebrate your wife's birthday? God was at work. Brethren, labor fervently in prayer. Amen? Not praying the Lord's Prayer. That is not what I'm talking about. Though the apostles, they didn't ask the Lord, teach us how to preach. He said, teach us how to pray. But check the life of the apostles. If you go to Ephesians chapter 1, see the prayer Paul prayed for his disciples or those his converts. You can pray that same prayer for yourself too. Pray for your converts. Pray for your children. It will work. The spirit of revelation will come upon them. They will read the Bible. It becomes an open book. Because the Bible is a sealed book to so many people. When they read it, they don't understand. Especially King James Version. Although there are other translations that will lead you astray. But it's good to have the Holy Spirit to help us to understand. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. Are you following so far? Because I'm getting too excited. Okay, Ephesians chapter 1. I want you to learn how to pray this prayer for yourself. There's a man who is a prophet to the nations now. He said this prayer, he discovered from Kenneth Hagin. And he started praying it for himself. Say, behold, God started opening his eyes. He started seeing three dimensions of visions. Every now and then, he will see the sense. At times, the Lord will take you somewhere. Pray this prayer is good. If it worked for the converts of Paul, it will work for us. Let's see. Ephesians chapter 1. Every day you can pray it. Say, Lord, I'm praying this prayer for myself. Let's take it from verse 15. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, love unto all the saints, verse 16 in particular, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, Brethren, it's important that when you are praying for a brother or a sister, call the name of that brother. Say, Lord, I'm praying for this brother. And start speaking in tongues, praying in tongues. Do you know the devil doesn't know what you are praying for? And the angels are responding to the tongues you are praying because they have the interpretation. Hallelujah. So if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, don't neglect praying in tongues. Because that is the doorway to the realm of the supernatural. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. See verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. We need it. And revelation. That is the secret to understand the Bible. Revelation. When God starts opening the Bible to you, it becomes an open book. Revelation in the knowledge of him. And the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his saints, of the inheritance in the saints, and what is exceeding greatness of his power towards me, or towards you who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him on at his own right hand, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him on his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under his feet, not some things, all. Let me pause a bit. All things under his feet. And he left nothing that was not put under him. If you go to Hebrew, he said, but we see Jesus. But now, I don't want to digress. You will not understand what I'm going to share with you. Now, this is one. There's another one in chapter 3 of the same book. Paul prayed it too. You see there? Let me show it to you. Verse 16 down. That he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by the Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye be rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, we passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. You see God's goal. God wants you to be filled with his fullness. If you don't prepare yourself, you will not be able to handle God's fullness. I remember some years ago, the Lord said, ask me for my fullness. The fullness of God is available. This is different from religion. God hates religion. Some people call Christianity religion. It's not. The Bible tells us, it said, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus Christ said, John 10:10, but I have come that you might have life. It is life, not religion. Religion is deadly. He has come to give you life, abundant life. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go deeper. There's a scripture I want to read to you here. This is Ezekiel 22, 30 to 31. This is what the Lord said here. I saw for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, for America, for Nigeria, for Ghana, for all countries, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore have I poured out my indignation upon them, I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their head, saith the Lord God. Let's check something here. God said, I sought for a man. One person can make a difference. Today, our admonish us to sign up a contract with God, to give you the grace to be a prayer man and a prayer woman. Hallelujah. When God raised you up to continue to pray, boy, people be looking for you. Hallelujah. I've been to Indiana. I went there to minister. Do you know they say I should start a church there? I said, no, the Lord did not say I should start a church. They were seeing signs and wonders. It's still available. Okay, let me not go too far. Let me give you a testimony. Something happened here in America some years ago, maybe in the 20s. There's a man by the name Reverend Jameson. He went to the barber shop. Know that in those days you don't have your own shaving stick. They go to the barber shop to shave. When he got there, what happened? The barber covered his face with tar, and somebody brought a telegram. How many of you know anything about telegram? But just fear of us, you are texting. That is what they used to do. It was a telegram. They send a little paper somewhere to telex machine. Because I used to fix telex machine. I was a technician in training in communication in Benin City. It's a big machine. They sent a telegram. They were circulating it. Pray that rain should fall. That fire is burning. We don't know how far this will go, because it's already destroying houses, just like what happened recently in California. Do you know? He said, but there's a pastor here. They gave it to him. He said, we don't do anything about that. We don't believe in that. And God raised us up to be people of prayer. Prayer will change things. Do you know what happened? Others who were mocking Christians say, there are some group of people over there praying. They are called holy rollers. They say, who will take this telegram to them? Everybody refused. Then the pastor who said he doesn't know anything, he cannot do anything about it, he said, I will go. He took the telegram and went to the prayer meeting. 20 of them. He said, you don't know who is the pastor. All of them are praying, 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 praying. Hallelujah. God is alive. Jesus Christ, yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. This place will be an attraction in the valley. When we pray, they will come from everywhere. Even from other places, other cities. They will have heard about you. They will be coming. You don't even need advertisement. One miracle will pull them from everywhere. Hallelujah. So, this man went there. When he got there, he saw all of them praying. I love willy women. They know how to do prophetic actions. See, don't think it's just nonsense. When God says, do some things, do it. Prophetic. When he said, do your hand like, do it. You are killing some things spiritually. When he said, move. Say, go to that junction, decree it. Hallelujah. So, he just looked at one of them, touched him, and the man turned around. He said, take. He said, you push, you pray that rain should fall to quench the fire that is burning. He took the telegram, read it, and he started, hallelujah, you'll be a hola. Stop. You know, in Africa, we use a bell. Bangam, stop. You will stop praying, isn't it? Have you been to that group? I've used that bed to do early morning cry myself. Bang up. Rise up and pray. Jesus is coming soon. Hallelujah. So, he said, and then they kept quiet. He said, we have a request here. We want to pray for God to bring rain. They all believed that God will answer us. They said, yes. He said, they started praying one by one. At the end, the pastor who read it to them now said, do you believe that God has heard us? And the answer is on the way. They said, yes. If you believe, raise up your hands and start praising God. And they started praising God. He said, now to the telegram, went back to the pastor. Take. 10 p.m., rain will fall. Do you know? Not that he saw a revelation or vision. He just got that inspiration. And he said, he went back to the Reverend Jameson. He said, he went back to the barber shop and told them. All of them started laughing. He said, we just saw in the news. Rain is not on sight at all. We read it in the newspaper. There will be no rain. They were laughing. The pastor went home. The wife washed her laundry and put them on the line. He said, in the evening, he remembered the prayer and what the pastor said. And slapped the wife. See, where is the rain? The pastor now is joining the people to mock God. No rain. Say they laugh and laugh and then fell asleep. Hallelujah. He said, when it was 9 o'clock p.m., the wind started blowing, lightning, everything. And then he woke up and told the wife, we need you to remove the clothes from the line. And they did. Heaven outpouring. Heavy outpouring of rain. Hallelujah. God heard those people. Do you know Pastor James, he couldn't sleep? He said, does he mean there's something those people know that I don't know? And he started searching the Bible. He didn't stop there. He started going to the meetings. Because he was a pastor of a Presbyterian church. They were giving lectures. Lectures will not move you anywhere. We need signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Proof producers. Prove it. Hallelujah. Our God is alive. Amen. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus. Do you know? He started from the back. And continued to come from the back. He ended up in the front. Because he saw reality as he was searching the scripture. He said, how come I didn't see these things in the Bible? How come I didn't see about baptism of the Holy Spirit in the Bible? He said, and I need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Another day, as he came across then discussing, the women were discussing, one woman said, I'm going to the institute because my daughter is over there. It's insane. I'm going there today to pray for her, for her to be delivered. Reverend James, he said, I will go. There were 12 women. He said, okay, if you are coming, meet us 10 o'clock in the morning. He said, when they got there, the man in charge said, I will not allow you into that cell. That woman is like an animal, 31-year-old lady, with the claws, hair very long. And the woman said, she is my daughter. I'm going in there to deliver her. I'm going to enter there into the cell with her. The man said, I will lose my job if I open the cell for you. Do you know it? They persuaded the man and he opened the cell and she entered. The moment she entered, the daughter pounced on her. He said, this sister now gave the daughter a sword and fell and jumped on her. I started praying face to face. Devil, get out in the name of Jesus. And continue to pray and pray. A time came, the daughter said, Mama, is that you? That was the end. She was delivered. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus. Okay, we have children here. I heard this testimony yesterday from Saudu.
He said, a pastor gave a teaching on faith because there were no rain for 3.5 years in India. All of them heard it. He said, okay, we have to come to church fast and pray. We are going to pray for rain to come. Do you know what happened? A 7-year-old boy came with an umbrella. And his faith, thank God I was not there. I would have said that is unbelief. He came with an umbrella. They looked at him and said, what for? He said, our pastor taught us about faith. We pray when we ask in the name of Jesus, God will answer. He said, they asked the elderly ones to pray. They prayed one by one. They said, amen. They didn't believe that rain would fall. They asked the young 7-year-old boy to pray. He prayed in the name of Jesus that rain should fall. After he finished praying, rain started falling. And he looked at them and he took his umbrella and walked away. Hallelujah. Hey, little children, God can use you. God is for you too. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God said, I sought for a man. I sought for a woman. Who will bridge the gap? Who will stand between me and the land? That I will not destroy it. Do you know America is going to be destroyed by the Russians? You don't know. It's going to happen. Unless we pray, God will change it. Hallelujah. Because of gay things that are happening in this country. Sharing of innocent blood. God hates it. He loves this country, but he wants Christians to pray for God to turn things around. But something good is going to happen in Nigeria, believe it or not. God is going to give us a good president. Hallelujah. Amen. That is by the side. But pray for America. Pray for America. Because this is your country now. You are here. Even if you want to go back home, but your children, they are already a part of this place. Pray. Pray, and God will turn things around. What happened in California recently? People rose to death. The only way you can know that somebody was there was the ash. You pray that that type of thing will not happen again. In the name of Jesus. So God is looking for you. And he wants you to sign that contract today. This morning when we came, we were in the side room there praying there. I didn't know we were doing that type of thing. My first time, it was good. But we need more fire. We need, what did I say? More fire. When the Holy Ghost fire fall on you, just like yesterday I heard a man of God said, there was another man of God that was baptized with fire. He went to him and said, please, pray for me that I'll receive baptism for you. He said, he was so angry. He said, I can't do that one for you. Go and pray it yourself. He said, he was so messed up by that statement. I'm a man of God talking to me like this. He said, do you know that rebuke stirred him up? He said, today he is baptized with fire. God promised, I will baptize you with Holy Ghost and with fire. Most of us, we are baptized with Holy Ghost. We speak in tongues once in a while. No, that wasn't the purpose. It will build up your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, when you go somewhere, people will feel something about you. I went to a crusade recently, some years ago. Somebody said, we can feel something around you. It's good. That was when I used to pray. I checked my prayer life now. It's not good. Pray for me. Hallelujah. We need grace. Because when that grace is there, it will become a lifestyle to pray. Luke 18:1 says, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Pray and pray and pray. There's nothing like too much prayer. Let it become a lifestyle. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You like me so far? Okay.
want to read another scripture for you. Are you still here? This is Isaiah 62, verse 6. Isaiah 62. I have set watchmen upon the walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day or no night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, give ye no rest. Don't keep silent. Until what? He made Jerusalem a praise on the earth. God say, don't give me rest. Be my secretary. Keep reminding me. Keep bombarding heaven. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That you know Jesus Christ came as an intercessor? Let's go to Isaiah 59, verse 16. And he saw that there was no man. Was that the one I read before? No. And wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, he saw his arm brought salvation unto him. Jesus is the arm. And his righteousness, he sustained him. For he put on righteousness as breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garment of vengeance for clothing and was clothed with zeal as a cloak. Jesus Christ came as an intercessor. And he wanted to be an intercessor. That is, the ministries are available to everybody. God is saying this morning, he's admonishing you, sign up for it. Amen? It will give you the grace to be prayerful. Hallelujah. When we continue to pray and pray, the work is going to be too much for us. You will need more grace that time. Because when this place is filled up, overflowing, because we don't have ushers now, that time we'll be training ushers. Is that not a good thing? Hallelujah. Be ready to be busy. I want you to stretch your hand. Say, Lord, give me the grace to be a man of prayer, a woman of prayer. Pray, pray. Pray now. Stretch your hand. Begin to pray. Vribitula aika stude bide hendera. Ramajide sida bukura han. Kitahanda bakura kichide sidia. Purimahanda. Dirimush grace, grace, grace. Grace, grace. Grace, grace, more grace. More grace, Lord. Grace unto the headstone. Grace, grace. Lord, pour your grace to pray. Because your word says, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Father, help us. We ask in the name of Jesus. By faith, we sign into that document that you have for us. Lord, let that garment of praise and prayer rest upon us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. I've not finished my message yet. Are you still here? Okay. Now, I want us to see seven most important things in prayer. God wants us to understand the important subject of prayer and to learn and how to pray more effectively and bear much prayer fruit for the kingdom of God. As we endeavor to pray according to the biblical principles, we will grow closer in fellowship to our Heavenly Father. And will we cause our prayer life to become more and more effective. Let's, somebody please put it, St. John chapter 16, verse 23 through 24. I put a side note here on my note. Say, put away bitterness. Put away bitterness. St. John chapter 16. In that day ye shall ask nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. You believe that? Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 26. 26, please. And that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. But when you ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, ask the Father in the name of Jesus, the answer will come. Amen. I want us to look at Hebrew. Hebrew 12, 15. Root of bitterness. If it's in your life, your prayer will not work. Oh, it's already there. Look it diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. And what will he do? Thereby many be defied. How? Because when you are bitter against somebody and you keep telling others, you are defiling them. And the thing will begin to spread. When they see, here comes Brother Augustine. I can't believe that he did that. Because there's a root of bitterness spreading. It will defy many. Be quick to forgive. Say, forgive. Say it. Forgive. Forgive. How many times in the day? 7 times, 70 times in the day. Forgive. Forgive. Let it be a lifestyle. Be quick to forgive. Don't put them in your mind. When a situation will arise, you start telling stories about what that brother did, what that sister did. You have not really forgiven that person. You are still bitter. Let God fight for you. Amen? Please, whatsoever transpired between you and a brother or a sister, don't store it up. It's not meant for your body. Give it to Jesus. He said, cast all, it didn't say some, all your cares upon him, for he cared for you. Amplified translation says, casting the whole of your care, your concerns, your worries, your anxieties, once and for all. So if you give it to him, don't take it back. I can't believe it, he will do that type of thing to me. You've just taken it back again. Leave it there with Lord Jesus Christ and let him fix the situation for you. Are you still here? Praise the Lord. You like me so far? Okay. Let's see number two. Pray to the Father. Number three. Believe you receive when you pray. Mark 11, 24. Believe that you receive when you pray. Like Reverend Jamie was watching them. The pastor was leading the prayer. He said, do you believe that rain is going to fall? They said, yes. At times, some people will be doubting. Because in the news, they said there's going to be no rain for 3 weeks. Do you know God can change things? Because someone on earth pray. If two of you shall agree, touching anything on earth, they shall ask. It shall be done. Is it written in your Bible like that? Two, you are here on earth and he's in heaven. You ask in the name of Jesus. He said to be done. Now, let us be like little children. Take the word of God as it is. Don't try and reason it out. If you do, the enemy will not start playing games and say, God is not, remember, you are not as holy as Apostle Paul. It's not going to answer your prayer. No. If God answers Paul, he will answer you.
Because the Lord told us in the book of James, he said Elijah was a man like us. He was born of a woman, just like you. God answered Elijah. He said, there will be no rain for 3.5 years. He locked up heaven and put the key in his pocket and walked away. Probably there were a group of people praying for rain to fall, but God honored the faith of Elijah. There was no rain for 3.5 years. God is still looking for such people like that. Let me pause a bit. I have a brother in Ondo State. The Lord, when he asked the Lord, he said, where are the prophets? He said, what about you? What are you going to do about it? The Lord asked him to fast. I've forgotten, what are 100 days? To go from state to state praying. A time came, he went to Sokoto. The Lord asked him to go to the mosque to go and pray in tongues there. The Lord said, that is a mosque. He said, open your phone and start praying as if you are talking to somebody on the phone. In Sokoto. Hallelujah. Things are changing in Nigeria. I said, things are changing in Nigeria. Prayers are really going up. I heard Mary Hickey say, there are two countries in the world that can pray. He said, Nigeria is one. And South Korea. Hallelujah. That's a good testimony. Because I know we hear a lot of bad things about Nigeria. It's a praying country. That is why we are still one. If not, that country would have long turned to something else. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Number four, the fourth point. Depend on the Holy Spirit to help in prayer. Romans 8:26. Please, let's quickly look at that before my time runs out. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, our weaknesses. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit helpeth or make it intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered in articulate speech. Groanings. Last time I said something here. I said, what happened to agonizomai? Remember? That is a Greek word, agonizomai. That to agonize, continue to agonize. After I finished that message, the Lord reminded me, said, you have a good picture. Your daughter gave birth to a baby in the house, in your own house, with the help of a midwife. When Blessed Joe was laboring, I heard the groaning. I went there. When I saw her countenance, I left immediately. All I did was to pray, Lord, help her. When you are agonizing, you are giving birth to spiritual babies. Hallelujah. You know, it's not easy to agonize. For a woman to be a labor woman, be laboring to give birth to a mad child, think it's cheap? No, the pain, they cannot explain it. The joy that follows is what we tell you. They are happy. So, the Holy Spirit will take hold with you to against that problem. You will not be able to manufacture it. Before you start praying, say, Holy Spirit, help me to pray. And that is how I used to do it in those days. I remember one day, as I was working with Prison Fellowship, I saw a newspaper. George Bush as a governor of Texas. With the inmates, prisoners, the two photographs. The Lord said to me, right, he said, pray for him. He's going to become president. I started praying. Till he became the president of this nation two times. But for the brother, Jeb, no, doesn't click at all. So, what are we saying? The fourth point, depend on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will take hold with you to pray concerning that problem. As you are praying, the angels are already moving on your behalf, walking,
to make everything come to pass. Number five, the Holy Spirit help intercession, supplication, as we desire to pray for others and begin to do that. The Bible says the Spirit of God will help us because we do not always know how to pray as we ought. Is that true? Yes. That's why you need the help of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. As we discussed earlier on, be uttered. That is, with groanings inspired by the Holy Spirit can also include praying in tongues. So, I admonish my brethren today, make it a lifestyle to pray. Even when you start with a dry tongue, it's not flowing. Continue to pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. A time will come, we start flowing. A time will come, God will start showing you things. You don't need a prophet. The prophet is inside of you. Hallelujah. God will begin to show you things to come. Hallelujah. The sixth point. Edify yourself by praying in tongues. Jude 1:20. Building up yourselves by praying in the Holy Ghost. Smith Wigglesworth said, you charge your spiritual battery by praying in tongues. You charge up when you begin to pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. You are building up your most holy faith because your faith is holy. Build it up. I know people pray, say, Lord, increase my faith. The best way to increase your faith, feed on the word of God. Meditate upon it day and night. It's more effective. If I pray for you to have faith, before you leave here, it might fade away. But when you feed on the word of God, because the word of God is powerful with the faith. God is a God of faith. God is a God of love. It will submit into your spirit. Now, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4. This is what he says here. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. I believe that is clear enough. You edify yourself when you pray in tongues. At times I pray in tongues, I'll hear myself. Sounds like speaking Chinese. I found myself praying in diverse tongues because I ask the Holy Spirit to help me. The Holy Spirit will take you from dimension to dimension. Lastly, number seven, interpretation of tongues in your prayer, your private prayer life. If you can interpret your tongue in your private life, God can use it publicly. Ask God to give you that grace, that ability to interpret your prayer while you are praying in tongues. Ask the Holy Spirit, what am I praying for or praying about? I don't understand. Help me. Give me understanding. The Holy Spirit will give you the interpretation. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay, I still have one more scripture for you before we pray. This is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned except he strive lawfully. If I'm a student in ASU, and I don't go to classes, I don't make research, I don't go to library to study myself so that I will pass with flying colors. At the end, when I sit for the exam, do you think I will pass? No. The same thing spiritually.
to strive lawfully. God has set the standard. We cannot do it like others. Do it the way Jesus Christ said you should do it. Hallelujah. Because if you are a student in the ASU and they said there's a concert coming up in California, you are on your way to California. Another thing here in New York, you go to New York. No time for classes. How do you think you will pass? If you want to wear your crown, strive lawfully. Amen. What did I say? Wear your crown. Your crown is your crown. Not, it's not my own. I have my own. When the Lord told me that in those, some years ago, when I was struggling with lust, don't let that one bother you. I don't have lust anymore. But I need to tell you this. There was a medical doctor that died in Nigeria. The wife, a medical doctor. When he died, he came face to face with her. And the Lord Jesus Christ was intervening. And do you know what the devil said to Jesus Christ? He said, he has committed adultery of the heart. The devil knows the Bible. And the Lord said, he did it like that. And the devil saw the wife praying on it. Because the wife said, no, my husband cannot go like that. I continue to pray and pray and pray and pray. And God brought him back to life. Do you know what the young man said? He said, because of lust, I was going to hell. But thank God, the wife was prayerful. The Lord restored him back to life. You don't even need to preach it to him. When you see a woman coming, you will turn the other way. Hallelujah. That is the best way to deliver yourself. Now, it doesn't mean much to me at all. I see them coming, I look straight. Because I want to make heaven. And someone said, well, it's a problem of the flesh. It's more than that. There's a spirit behind it. Hallelujah. Stop checking them out. Because that is the language they are speaking in America. Oh, she's hot. Stop it. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus. My brethren, strive lawfully. If you are contending to be a gold medalist in an Olympic, you will not be going to a fast food restaurant and be eating all those junk. You will not make it. They have special diet and they practice. They do exercise so that they will be the best. Not during the heat. They drop by the wayside because of muscle pull. Strive lawfully. The Lord is the one who called you to this race. He will end it for you and in you in the name of Jesus. So we are going to pray. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus. I will first of all pray for Mama and you know, Henry mother is traveling, going back to Nigeria. But before that, let me ask, make a request. Is anybody having arthritis, pain on your head or your fingers or joint? Okay, please step forward. If you have such problem, come step forward. Hallelujah. Because healing is children's bread. The Bible tells us, he said he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. God is still in the business of healing. Hallelujah. I want you to put your hand where that pain is. I'm going to talk to the pain. Hallelujah. Put your hand where the pain is. Father, thank you for your sons and daughters that are standing before you. You are the healer. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I talk to that pain, arthritis, muscle problem, Lord, joint problem. In the name of Jesus, the spirit behind it, you are bound In the name of Jesus, I say, go! And never to come back again. I command the anointing of God to be loosened upon you. Pain. You have no business in this body. Hallelujah. Papa, move it. Something good is happening. It's happening. Here?
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I speak to you. Go! And never to come back again.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, move it.
Amen.
Mommy, where's? In the name of Jesus, I speak to you. You pain. Go. You have no business in this body. Go. Go. Mommy, move it. Move the shoulder. Hallelujah. Pain, go in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Move it. Hallelujah. Is he here? You have no business here. Any arrow released into your shoulder, I extract it right now. And I say, pain, go! In the name of Jesus, move the shoulder. Move it. What is happening?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Pain is gone.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, my sister. I speak to this pain. I say, go! In the name of Jesus. And never to come back again. Turn your head. Turn it. It's gone. Your sister. Your knee. Your back. Okay, move your knee now. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Turn. In the name of Jesus, you are healed. Do it again. One more time.
Getting better.
What is the level of the pain?
Like seven.
You want it to be zero?
Yes.
Okay. Father, thank you. I bind you, you foul spirit of pain. I say, go in the name of Jesus. Lose her and let her go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. Turn. Bend down.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. As I turn, as I bend down, I didn't feel any pain at all.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Where do you have? Oh, your knees? Okay, move the knees. Move it. What happened?
Wow. It's
subsiding.
Yes.
No more. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said no more.
Amen.
No more pain.
Amen.
Loose in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Mommy. Arthritis. I say go. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, touch the joints. Put your oil. And make it flexible. As you created her to be. In the name of Jesus. Mommy, move it. Hallelujah. You're smiling. Something happened. Amen. Father, I commit our mommy onto your able hand. Take her on eagle's wing back to Nigeria. I impart the fire of the Holy Ghost to be a wall of defense round about her by day and by night. That your angels will start visiting her. Lord, thank you. Thank you for keeping her safe. And healthy in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Any tongue that riseth up against you in judgment I condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Their righteousness of me says the Lord. Amen. Say thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Have I prayed for you?
No.
Oh no? Okay, where is the issue? Okay, put your hand there.
back pain, I speak to you in the name of Jesus. Go! Amen. You have no business in this temple of the Holy Spirit. Be loose, be loose, be loose. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Do something you couldn't do before. You are using your brain to find it where the pain is. It's gone. You feel better. That's not good enough. Healing is children's bread. Father, thank you. That is the purpose you went to the cross. How God raised Jesus Christ up to bruise the devil on his head. It was included in your daughter's matter. You paid it all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Father. In the name of Jesus, pay. I say no more. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' name. Check it again. What is happening? It's gone.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. I thank the Lord for healing me. You know, when I was coming this morning, it was not easy for me to walk. Walking straight hasn't been possible. I mean, I used to struggle walking, but I thank God. Pain is gone. It's gone forever. Amen.
Amen. And amen. Pains in your hands. Do you have feeling right now?
Right now, Mike.
Are you feeling right now?
I feel better.
You feel better now? Yeah. Squeeze it. Say, by the stripes of Lord Jesus, I'm here. Father, say, I thank you. For I am healed. I believe your word. I'm healed right from the crown of my head down to the soles of my feet. Say, I believe. I receive. Amen. Amen. You are healed.
Amen.
Do something you couldn't do before. Hallelujah. Brother Henry, in the name of Jesus, I speak to you. Go! No more. In the name of Jesus. Move it, move it. What is happening?
Okay. Huh? Okay. Yeah.
You are healed.
I'm healed.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, young man. You need prayers? Oh, your neck? Father, whatsoever is responsible for joint pains, I bind it in the name of Jesus. I say no more. Right from today, joint pains, go! Because Jesus has paid for it. Say, I believe. I receive my healing. Amen. You are blessed in Jesus' name. You need prayers too? Father, I touch my sister. Touch her shoulders and her hip. Thank you, Lord. But by your stripes, she's made whole.
You are healed.
Amen. I'm healed.
Amen and amen. Blessed be the name of Lord. The choir will sing for us while you give your offering. Amen.